The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 27th of July, and I am at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center here in Margate. We are located in the PennDOT Shopping Center. We are on the south end, and the PennDOT Supermarket is on the north end. And we are open today until 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, Saturday, we're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And joining me up at the WWNN studios up in Boca Raton is Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
I hope that everything is well up in Boca Raton, and you are doing well because we are expecting you here today from 3 to 6.
And I will be there.
We will look forward to that. In addition to you being here, Janet, we have some other exciting things going on today. We have Jeff Owen from Enzymedica, the great enzyme company, will be here today from 10:30 until 3 o'clock, giving away samples, literature, and some very valuable coupons toward the purchase of some of their fantastic products that help people have good health in their digestive system, which is where all good health starts from. And I know, Janet, over the years you've had many issues with people coming to see you with different digestive issues. And I can only say that Jeff is the guy to talk to when you have digestive issues, and he'll be able to help you with some free samples. And we also have Mike Moralia from the nutraceutical company going to be taste testing a tart cherry. A lot of people have heard about tart cherry, and now you'll have the opportunity to taste it live here, and he'll be here from 12 noon until 4 o'clock today. And in between Jeff and Mike, we have the young lady from Nordic Naturals who will be here giving away samples and literature on Nordic Natural products sold here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And Janet, I know we have a big drawing coming up on the 17th of August. Let me ask you to tell our listeners what's in store for them.
Okay, so much fun to look forward to. August 17th is the big date. There is a Save-A-Lot sponsored back-to-school raffle. So that back-to-school raffle gives you an opportunity to win a $25 gift certificate. There'll be a second drawing for a $50 gift certificate. And then the grand prize of this back-to-school raffle from Save-A-Lot, $100 gift certificate. Now, it's so exciting. I know there are going to be very special people there to make the drawing, and you must be present to win. So there's going to be, my guess, a lot of fun stuff going on at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center getting ready for that drawing on August 17th. Al, what time of the day is it at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center for the drawing?
The drawing is going to take place exactly at 12:30.
Aha.
And as you pointed out, we have some very nice people going to be doing the drawing, and you have to be present to win. And we ask you to, when you come in to visit at Save-A-Lot here, you don't have to buy anything. Just come over to customer service, fill out a raffle ticket, and you will be entered into the drawing that's going to take place on the 17th of August, which is a Wednesday, at 12:30 in the afternoon. And we really would like to see a lot of people come in and take advantage of this, because we're going to have a lot of people here from other companies giving away some samples and great products that we sell here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So mark it on your calendars, August 17th, Wednesday, at 12:30. The fun and festivities will start at 11 o'clock. But The drawing will take place at 12:30, and we encourage people to take advantage of this now. It's free.
Okay, now I have a question, and I want to double check with you because my calendar puts August 17th on a Friday.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're 100% right. My error.
Oh, okay.
It's going to take place after our show.
Oh, all right.
And that was why it was set up that way.
Okay. So Friday, August 17th at 12:30. So we'll remind you when you're tuned into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour after your radio, you turn off your radio, come on over to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center for that fabulous drawing. Three big prizes.
Janet, thank you for taking care of my error. I appreciate it, and I'm glad that we got that straightened out. So it is Friday, and it is the 17th of August, and it will start right after the radio show that Janet and I do from 10 to 11. Now we have to give our listeners some good information to keep them going.
I have, before we start with that really good information, did you have something special that you were looking for assisting customers in the store?
I was going to get to that.
Oh, okay.
We have openings for two new staff people here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. They're part-time positions. They're going to be about 20 hours each, and it'll enable you to really take part in learning more about the health food and nutrition business on a part-time basis. So we encourage people that are looking for a part-time position. There is no age restriction other than the fact that you have to be old enough to be here. I think as far as school people, you can only work 20 hours if you're going to school. And as far as people that are beyond the school age, there is no restriction on age. And we look forward to people coming down here. And if you speak Spanish, that's an asset in itself as well. And speaking about new things, Janet, before we go on to the topics, we did get in our Gaia nutrition order.
Yay!
It will be on the shelves today. So those people are looking for Gaia herbs will have the availability of over 150 different products from Gaia herbs to pick from. And in addition to that, we do have Amazing Grass coming in next week, which will enhance the availability of whole food products that people can take and use in a worthwhile, healthy manner. So, again, these are two new lines that are coming in. The Gaia is here today. Amazing Grass will be here next week. And we have several other lines, but as we get closer to those dates, we will make that announcement. Now I'm going to give it back to you.
Okay, well, we're going to be talking about brain issues today. And what's very interesting, Al, you pointed out that there are very few effective prescription-level drugs available to help people who've been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. And that when the doctor writes the prescription for someone who has been identified as dealing with dementia, because they don't make a very specific Alzheimer's diagnosis right away, they will pinpoint certain levels of dementia, and they will characterize those levels of dementia as consistent with the development of Alzheimer's disease. And at best, what they will say is this drug may slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease. And I'm going to say certainly the diet, lifestyle, level of stress, hydration, nutrient status, all of those tend to be part of how significantly the Alzheimer's situation will progress, or the dementia situation will progress. But before we get into that, I want to point up two areas where I think people can have some pretty serious discussions with their physicians about prescription medication that they may already be taking. And number one, I'm going to be talking about statins. So statins have, we know, an issue on muscles, so an impact on muscles. And I remind people all the time that your heart's a muscle. So here you're taking this drug to be supportive of your heart health and reduce the risk of circulatory disease and heart attack, and the potential for weakening the heart muscle is there with the side effect of rhabdomyolysis, at literally breakdown of muscle tissue. So here's that. That's a little bit of an issue. Now, in addition to having a potential negative impact on your heart muscle, statin drugs are going to be interrupting fat metabolism. And I must remind our listeners, your brain is fatty tissue. So in interrupting the fat metabolism in your body has the potential to interrupt your brain chemistry. And here's, I don't have statistics in front of me, but what I have is my observation. Statin drugs were introduced broadly into the marketplace in the early 1990s. So that's almost 30 years ago. So let's think about how many individuals had you heard of or had contact with, diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's disease prior to the introduction of statin drugs. And so I'm saying 1980s, 1970s, we certainly may not have had the amount of longevity in our population that we have now, but those people over the age of 80, 85, most of them, many of them, did not necessarily have severe memory loss or mental impairment. So here's the introduction of statin drugs. So many people that I speak to are taking statin drugs from, let's say, from the age 45, 55, 65. Those people that I see, so many of them are taking statin drugs. And keeping in mind that your cholesterol levels are connected to your diet choices, not necessarily to your fat intake or egg intake, but to other choices in your diet. Now, here we are, 2018, and the statistics say that as of the age of 85, half those people who attain the age of 85 will probably be diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. Shocking, shocking, shocking statistics. And I just say, look around. How many people with older relatives are you seeing, those relatives dealing with significant mental deterioration? So let's think about how we can support our statin, or how we can support our cholesterol levels in a healthy range and potentially not necessarily be relying on a chemical to reduce that cholesterol level. That music you hear is reminding me it's time for me to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I will be at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center this afternoon from 3 to 6. And after these messages, more good news about your mental health and acuity, your memory, your concentration, all those good things. Stay tuned. Join our mailing list and get advance notice of all the great events that are going to be taking place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special tasting events, special demonstration events. You will know about them all when you sign up for our emails. You won't miss a single event when you sign up today. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today for your gluten-free pasta, cereals, breads, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 27th of July, and today we are open until 7 o'clock. Tomorrow is Saturday. We open at 9 a.m. until 6 p.m., and as Janet pointed out, Janet is here today from 3 to 6, and tomorrow is Saturday from 1:30 to 5:30. We have some exciting things going on here. At 10:30, Jeff Owen will be here from the Enzymedica Enzyme Company giving away free samples. Mike Moralia will be here from noon until 4 o'clock, taste testing tart cherry, which is an outstanding product which he will give you literature on to give you the benefits of using tart cherry. Then you'll also have Nordic Naturals from 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock, giving away free samples of Nordic Natural products as well as some literature and valuable coupons. So there's a lot going on today. We want you to take advantage of it. That's why we are here. Janet, I have to be very candid with you and the listening audience. As you know, my father-in-law, my wife's father, is a Alzheimer's patient, and he's being cared for by her and her two sisters as their caregiver. And it's a very difficult situation when people are surrounded with all the love and understanding that they have, and they see one of their family in such a dire situation. It's very, very difficult. But be that as it may, I think the important thing is that you are bringing good information to them, giving them the opportunity to prevent it from happening. And I think that's the key point. When does someone start to prevent it, Janet?
Okay, well, I think they have to be extremely cautious about not only the prescription drugs that they're using on a daily basis, but the intensity, the number of milligrams of a particular drug. Just as an example, there's Dr. Dwayne Graveline, and he has had a great deal of information with regard to the potential damage that may have been done with statin drugs, and that below a certain milligram level, those statin drugs were usually very safe and actually created the response that was acceptable to most physicians. So there are certain nutrients and certain dietary pathways that have been extremely effective at supporting brain acuity and minimizing the potential for brain damage, keeping in mind that the immune response in your brain is slightly different. It's significantly different than the immune response within your body. But in addition to statins, there's one more pharmaceutical category that is, in my view, crucially important for women to be aware of, because as you mentioned, there is a family issue with you, Al. There is also a family issue with me. My sister was diagnosed almost 20 years ago with Alzheimer's disease. So at age 62, she had a diagnosis, which is an relatively early diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. And so the connection in my family is right there, couldn't be closer. And the deterioration is an extremely sad thing to experience and to observe. One of the areas that I think most women, and I'm focusing on women because you go into an Alzheimer's care facility and you will see almost exclusively women. Maybe it would be in the area of 90 to 95% females. I don't know what the statistics are nationally, but my observation of those facilities has been in that percentage range. And very often, unfortunately, those women have been given hormone replacement therapy. Now, if you look in the PDR, under estrogen replacement therapy, there is, in the side effect category, the potential for dementia. It's right there, black and white, in the PDR. So if you are, if you're a woman listening and you've been taking hormone replacement therapy, there are a couple of options that you might think about considering. Number one, you can do bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, which does not necessarily carry that risk, keeping in mind that the hormone given that is synthesized, it is horse derived hormone. So when that hormone is compared to human estrogen hormone, it's almost identical, but not quite. And I think that not quite makes a huge difference. So very important to be aware if you're taking that hormone replacement therapy, synthetic Premarin, focusing particularly on Premarin, because again, if you look under Premarin in the PDR, you'll find what I'm speaking about. And the other aspect of that is the statin drug. So when you take a statin, you interfere with fat metabolism and you interfere with hormone levels and ratios, because hormones are created from cholesterol. Okay, so what's the good news? The good news is there are plenty of natural substances that are available and available at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center at unbelievably good prices, so that you have the opportunity to protect your brain. Most people who are listening to this show, I'm sure, are very well aware of ginkgo biloba, and maybe you're rolling your eyes. Oh, that's been around for a long time, and it doesn't do very much, and so on. Well, number one, in order to have an impact on your brain chemistry, you do need to be using substances on an extended basis. So a time period of at least 6 months. And I tell people, when you start something, you might make some notes on a calendar and then a note 6 months in the future to look back at reviewing your symptoms, so that you can see subtle changes that may have taken place that you might not necessarily have noticed. So comparing those notes, very important. And with regard to ginkgo biloba, what's it going to do? Number one, it's going to enhance blood flow. So we know that blood flow to the brain, crucially important. But what's even more important is you want to have quality blood flowing into your brain, and you want to be able to maximize that impact of high quality blood flow. How do you do that? You want some omega-3 fatty acids, particularly DHA. So ginkgo biloba with some DHA, fabulous. There is research showing that ginkgo biloba does have a protective effect on your brain cells. It is known to prevent any kind of neuronal damage. So your neurons are protected from oxidative damage. It provides an antioxidant effect. There are flavonoids in it, terpenoids in it, that help to prevent that oxidative damage. It has many, many years of use in Europe with regard to treating, not only preventing, but treating dementia. And okay, so what's one of the things that is a potential negative when you're dealing with someone whose dementia is progressing? Social behavior, being obstinate, having great difficulty in moving from one activity to another, having great difficulty in just performing basic daily tasks, and that ginkgo biloba has been shown to be beneficial with regard to social behavior. So it does change your brain chemistry in, let's say, a more calming way. People think of ginkgo biloba as more in a stimulating category, but the truth of the matter, in dementia patients, you may see just a slight calming and a greater ability to navigate every single day. There is a Journal of the American Medical Association study that shows a specific extract improved cognition and improved social functioning in dementia patients. So ginkgo biloba, fabulous, 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 an excellent place to start. And I'm going to say, I have a formula, Janet's Best Brain, and one of the ingredients. I'll go through all of the ingredients in Janet's Best Brain, and you can either start with an individual ingredient that is, all of these ingredients that I'm talking about are available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and each one of those ingredients you may be able to specifically identify the benefit in a patient with the initial starting aspects of dementia. Unfortunately, so many people are dealing with dementia, and when you start to think about it, they may have a good diet, but they might not necessarily be getting all of the nutrient benefit that's there to be used from that high quality diet, that high quality nutrient intake. What's the issue there? Digestion. They're not able to access those substances. They're not able to fully metabolize the nutrients in such a way that it is identifiable as a benefit to their energy, to their brain, to their sleep, to their mood. So many individuals who are anxious out there, not able to access the nutrients that they need in order to achieve stability in their brain chemistry. So, ginkgo biloba, an excellent, excellent place to start. Protect your brain cells with ginkgo biloba. And what I'm going to do is take a short break right now. And when I come back, I have lots more individual substances that you may not necessarily know about, and to tell you about the combination of ingredients that people can find in Janet's Best Brain. So stay tuned. More to come.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 27th of July, and we are open today till 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, Saturday, we are open from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. And Janet Cimarelli will be here today from 3 to 6, and tomorrow, Saturday, from 1:30 to 5:30. Janet, we have a special guest that walked into our studio, and I wanted to bring him on for a moment because he brought up a question about the discussion of Alzheimer's.
Great.
So let me bring in the special guest, Mr. Steve Kane. Good morning, Steve.
Wow.
Janet, how are you doing? Can you hear me?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited. Wow.
Yeah, I can tell.
Are you hearing Steve okay?
Yes, very well.
Okay.
All right, I can hear.
All right, the question that you brought up, Steve, you asked whether or not the brain formula can help with Parkinson's.
Right. Is Parkinson's, and when you talk about all these things, which all involve a brain and nourishing the brain, keeping the brain healthy, is Parkinson's basically the same as what you're talking about?
Well, Parkinson's is in the realm of neurodegenerative diseases, which is
right.
Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. What's very interesting is there's excellent, excellent research about N-acetylcarnitine. Most people are very familiar with carnitine, excellent for breaking down excess fat and so on, metabolizing fat, good for your heart, and so on. However, N-acetylcarnitine, acetylized version of carnitine, has a neuroprotective effect and helps to remove that lipofusion. I refer to it as brain cell rust, and that is a specific aspect of Parkinson's disease. So the use of N-acetylcarnitine is efficient because it has the potential to cross the blood-brain barrier. A lot of the nutrients that are available to enhance our brain function, we just get a very, very little response from. But with regard to Parkinson's, N-acetylcarnitine has a lot of research about being protective of the cells that have not yet been affected by that degeneration associated with a Parkinson's diagnosis. So Charo Formulas has an excellent N-acetylcarnitine formula, and my Janet's Best Brain formula has N-acetylcarnitine in it. So there are helpful options out there.
Well, that sounds good. Did they mix, or should they be used separately from traditional medication, or?
Very interesting. That is something that is a very individual situation that I'd have to research each one. So things like Aricept, Namenda, Memantine,
Memantine, and what about Carvedilla?
Okay. Now, carvedilla, there's another option. First of all, you want to evaluate what that patient's dopamine levels are. Once you find out what the dopamine levels are, there is an herb called macuna. And macuna, you will be able to find out possibly a little bit more about macuna because Mike Morali is going to be at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and he has from Solaray dopa bean, and dopa bean is macuna, and macuna raises dopamine levels. This is such an incredibly important discussion because so many people out there who are anxious, who can't sleep, who exhibit addictive behaviors, their dopamine levels are probably very low. And here is a reasonably priced, readily available, high-quality herb, macuna, that will raise your dopamine levels. So making an evaluation with regard to memantine and using a natural substance. I'd have to do some research, but if you were just to go, if our listeners were just to go to drugs.com and put in memantine, and there is an option on that website so they can see what the interactions with different drugs might be. So to use acetyl L-carnitine with the memantine and to use macuna with the memantine could be very efficient, very dramatic response for the patient, but very important to measure dopamine levels first and to work with the prescribing doctor. He may say, carvedopa, you're not getting necessarily the dopamine levels we're aiming for, and here's potential option to raise dopamine levels.
Is it conceivable to use them simultaneously?
It's conceivable, yes. I cannot say with absolute certainty, but I believe that it is possible.
Janet, while we're on the subject, do most doctors, when people are faced with either Parkinson's, dementia, or Alzheimer's, do they do a wide variety of blood tests to determine what it is that they would like to give them in the way of a pharmaceutical?
Wow. I have to say that I don't really know, but I have from time to time spoken with people who were newly diagnosed with the beginnings of Parkinson's disease. And in reviewing those blood tests that I recall right now, the tests were not necessarily as comprehensive as they could have been. I don't recall that they measured dopamine. I don't recall that they measured antioxidant status. Two crucially important aspects before progressing with a pharmaceutical for Parkinson's disease. There is a diagnosis that gives you the same symptoms, unsteady gait, tremors, and so on, as Parkinson's, and it's called benign hydrocephalus. And benign hydrocephalus used to be a really difficult issue to treat. It is easier and easier with a very adept neurologist. And by removing excess fluid that may be creating pressure on the brain, the symptoms of that unsteady gait and tremor and so on, symptoms that may be confused with Parkinson's, those symptoms disappear immediately. So there are a couple of different tests that I can just show people in my office at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with regard to confirming a diagnosis of Parkinson's outside of a blood test. But there are so many really high-quality blood tests that give you a great deal of information that unfortunately are not necessarily being done on a regular basis.
Would you say that Dr. Herb Slavin offers those?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
So yes. He would be the person, or possibly other lab testing companies that are in the business of testing blood may offer the same opportunity.
And keeping in mind, sometimes when you're diagnosed with this, you're faced with a dire situation diagnosis, many times you could be missing a nutrient that doesn't get very much attention. Okay, so let's talk about lithium. How many people know what their lithium status is? However, it's really important to understand with regard to any situation going on with brain chemistry. And so sometimes a neglected nutrient status can be dramatically important with regard to forestalling progression of a disease. And so there are a number of tests, SpectraCell micronutrient test, cell well-being test. So the SpectraCell is a blood test. The cell well-being is not, but both of those are available at Dr. Herb Slavin's office.
What about the X-raying and measuring brain size and shrinkage. Is that a, does that fit in here anywhere?
Okay, it's really interesting when, unfortunately, my brain is not up to speed and I can't remember his name. But when that neurologist started making appearances on WLRN and public TV, he was talking about brain scans. And when I started reading his books, I was so excited because I was going to have my brain scan, and then I was going to take all of the nutrients that I needed to maintain my brain. And then I had a conversation with Dr. Russell Blaylock, and he is a retired neurologist neurosurgeon. And the conversation, he said, you don't want to expose your vulnerable brain cells to that repeated radiation. And so I backed away from my desire for those brain scans. Those brain scans, though, can very definitively show you the effects of dementia. The brain shrinkage is dramatic.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Janet, something that is also used, and I'm trying to remember the correct ultrasound. Can ultrasound be used?
I don't think so. I don't think the ultrasound is really good at picking just the opposite of brain chemistry. So your brain is surrounded by the skull, the hard bone tissue, and your brain is soft tissue. So what the ultrasound is really efficient at identifying is scanning soft tissue and identifying a hardened or semi-hardened tissue in that soft tissue. So just the opposite of what you would need when you're doing investigating your brain situation.
Well, we took you off the topic of Janet's Best Brain Formula, and we wanted to discuss some of the ingredients that you offer in this particular formula, which, again, are all well-known if people listen to health shows on a regular basis or they've searched the Internet to help improve their health. This particular formula is loaded with all the products that a person needs to improve good brain health. So we want to go through them one at a time?
Okay, and I'm all about synergy. I think sometimes those combinations of different herbs, the different components, can have a dramatic interaction. So typically, if you were to use these things, let's say phosphatidylserine or N-acetylcarnitine, individually you would use much higher doses of N-acetylcarnitine. But when putting it together with that Janet's Best Brain formula, the interaction with the individual substances creates a much more dramatic effect. And I have to say, certainly people try Janet's Best Brain, but there's Life Extension Cognitex, and that's been around for a very long time. And certain people find that dramatically beneficial with regard to how quickly their brain works. Their thought to expression situation is excellent. Jaro Neuro Optimizer, those are just two. And then I just heard that music. And so it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Our special surprise guest, Mr. Steve Kane, and Al Foreman at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center right now. And I'll be right back after these messages. Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
When you support your probiotic status with Best Biotic, you are on the way to overall good health. Your brain benefits with Best Biotic. Your immune system benefits with Best Biotic. Your digestion benefits with Best Biotic. Who doesn't need that kind of broad support for health and well-being? Enhance your health with Best Biotic. You can learn more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and find Best Biotic at incredible savings. Call 754-307-1655 for more information.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 27th of July, and we are open today until 7 o'clock, tomorrow Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And Janet Cimarelli will be here today from 3 to 6, and tomorrow Saturday, 1:30 to 5:30. And if you have any questions about some of the ingredients that we were speaking about or some of the issues that you may have, either with dementia, Alzheimer's, or Parkinson's, you definitely want to step down and have a chat with Janet and see if she can put you on the right track to help improve your health. Joining us is a special guest today who we were totally surprised by, Mr. Steve Kane. I'm glad that Steve stopped by. I know he wants to see Jeff Owen from Enzymedica Company, which is giving away, Jeff is giving away samples of the Enzymedica enzymes for any different gut health problem that you may have, as well as literature and valuable coupons. So please stop down. He's here until 3 o'clock today. At 12 o'clock, we have Mike Moralia coming in until 4 o'clock, taste testing tart cherry. And in between Mike and Jeff, we have a young lady giving away Nordic Natural fish oil samples, plus literature and coupons as well. And Janet, as a point of information to our listeners, we had mentioned at the top of the show that we are looking for two new staff people here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So if you're looking for a part-time position of about 20 hours each, you come here, and we'll be more than happy to speak to you and see if you're qualified to be part of the Save-A-Lot staff. And the special drawing taking place on August 17th, Friday, the man who will draw the grand prize here, Mr. Steve Kane, will be here on the 17th of August, Friday, from 11 o'clock until 12:30,
along with
Brian Craig. So you have an opportunity to meet them both and visit with us here at Save-A-Lot. If you've never been here, it's quite an experience. And Steve will draw the $100 winner, but we will be drawing also for a $25 gift certificate and a $50 gift certificate, along with the grand prize of a $100 gift certificate. All you do is come over to the customer service area, get a raffle ticket, and you'll be entered into that drawing. There's no purchase necessary. All you have to do is put your name and phone number. However, you must be present to win. And Steve will be drawing the person who will be lucky enough to win that prize. And again, you must be present to win. So mark it on your calendars, August 17th. Janet, I'm sorry to take so much of this valuable time with great information you want to share, but I thought our listeners deserve it as well.
So
I will let you continue.
Certainly, lots and lots of great information. I'm sure our listeners are happy to hear about that back-to-school raffle. August 17th is the drawing. Well, just talking about brain chemistry, so many times when people are beginning to experience the symptoms of dementia, there's confusion and there's aggressive behavior, obstinate behavior. So when you work on your brain chemistry, and as I mentioned, omega-3 fatty acids, so fabulous that Nordic Naturals, purveyor of very high quality omega-3s, going to be available in the store for samples and information. And then digestion, if you're not able to metabolize those nutrients, you're not getting the benefit of them. And Jeff Owen can help people with that. And then with Mike Moralia, the tart cherry absolutely does have an effect on brain chemistry. It is going to be supportive of your body's ability to manufacture and release melatonin. Now, people might associate melatonin solely with the ability to fall asleep, but melatonin goes far beyond that. So using tart cherry for a variety of pain relieving gout issues. But the tart cherry is also very much a supporter of brain chemistry for the benefit of people who are dealing with confusion, possibly, and a little bit of aggressive behavior. Phosphatidylserine, that's going to be so protective of your brain cell membrane. Now, why is that important? Well, you want that membrane to be able to take in the chemistry changes in your brain fluid. So take in the beneficial substances that that brain cell needs to function, and to be able to eliminate the waste products associated with brain cell function. So a very important aspect of how your brain is going to work. It's going to be phosphatidylserine, very helpful for attention deficit, hyperactivity and attention deficit. It allows you to focus. It allows you to reduce anxiety. Again, anxiety is a big issue with people with the beginnings of dementia or any neurodegenerative disease. So you're going to support mood. You're creating a brain chemistry that allows the neurons to fire effectively and for the message that firing is meant to deliver to the next brain cell. So you're transmitting messages efficiently. So think about this, that with ADD, the brain is, the chemistry is interpreting that the brain message being fired isn't being received. So it starts to fire it again, fire it again, fire it again, fire it again. And consequently, that's a very disturbing brain chemistry. People feel distracted, hyped up. And so here's phosphatidylserine, readily available. Protect your healthy brain cells. The phosphatidylserine levels do decrease with age, so it's a very appropriate supplement for people to be taking. It's available in Janet's Best Brain. It's available individually from Jarrow Formulas, Jarrow PS 100. So support short-term memory, keeping your mind sharp, allowing your focus to be enhanced, supporting your mood. So lots and lots of really good effect from the phosphatidylserine. St. John's wort, again, people might roll their eyes and say, oh, St. John's wort doesn't do what it's supposed to do. Well, I've used it. It doesn't relieve depression. But the research is very clear that mild to moderate depression, St. John's wort works as well as pharmaceutical prescriptions to relieve that depression. Here's the drawback. It takes a long time to work. So you're not going to get dramatic relief from depression with in the short term with St. John's wort, but over a two-month period, day by day by day by day, you're going to see slight relief until you achieve relief from your depression. And the added benefit of using St. John's wort long-term is a support to your immune system. Antiviral activity with St. John's wort. So again, available in my brain formula or available individually. So glutamine, bacopa, vinpocetine, all of those things, huperzine, all very well researched, clinically proven to have an effect benefiting people's brain chemistry. And so with glutamine, if you're not getting that proper mix, array, profile of amino acids, glutamine is going to be really beneficial for you because it will help synthesize the proteins. We talked about the importance of your digestive system. If you're dealing with leaky gut, your gut chemistry has a dramatic important impact on your brain chemistry. As goes your gut, so goes your brain. So glutamine, an absolutely superior component to boost your brain, relieve anxiety, help to relieve depression, and minimize brain aging. Where's those diagnoses of, where's the age category where there is a significant diagnosis of memory loss, depression, a variety of minimizing aspects to how well your brain works? It's in aging brains. And here's the glutamine available to minimize brain aging. And again, it's in my brain formula, or you can find it individually. So if you're dealing with any type of digestive impairment, the glutamine is a go-to soothing substance. And then in addition to supporting the integrity of your digestive system, it's fabulous for your brain. And we are almost out of time here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. So keep in mind, come on in and enter that back-to-school raffle that Save a Lot Nutrition Center is sponsoring. August 17th, 12:30 in the afternoon is the special drawing. And I want to remind everyone that I will be at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center from 3 to 6 today, and all kinds of fabulous, wonderful tasting and information giveaways happening right now at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back next Friday at 10. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.